Good morning, church. Buenos dias, todos. And now you've heard about all the Spanish I have. This morning's reading from Proverbs and the Wisdom of Solomon invites us to explore a less familiar attribute of God. This is the aspect of Sophia, the divine wisdom of God. Sophia is the biblical Greek word for wisdom. Sophia, as God's holy wisdom, has profound biblical origins, especially in the book of Proverbs and in the book of the Wisdom of Solomon. In the book of Proverbs, Sophia wisdom is portrayed as being with God from the very beginning of creation. Sophia, God's holy wisdom, is woven into the very fabric of the Old and the New Testaments of our Bible. Repeatedly and in many contexts, Sophia wisdom is present as a reflection of God's glory, a radiant and guiding force that permeates all of creation. But why is it important to explore this less familiar biblical description of a particular aspect of God? How does encountering Sophia wisdom enhance our understanding and experience of God? I want to clarify that I'm not trying to suggest that Sophia wisdom is a fourth member of the Godhead, of the divinity. This is clear that the Godhead is our traditional teaching of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our triune God. But feminist scholars that I've read, and with whom I agree, don't suggest this either. Indeed, Elizabeth Johnson, a Catholic theologian in the United States, reminds us that God, that divine Trinity, is that to which you lean your heart, that on which your heart depends. Or in the words of Martin Luther, that to which your heart clings and entrusts itself. Paying closer attention to the tradition of Sophia wisdom in our Christian scriptures expands our understanding of God and leads us to a deeper, more personal encounter with God in worship, prayer, and study. She guides us towards entrusting our hearts to God. Over the last month, several of the readings on Sunday and the sermons have explored the power of words in our Christian understanding. And today's meditation leads us back again to the power of words. How we speak about God and how the church has spoken about God throughout the centuries profoundly shapes the life orientation of both the faith community collectively and our own personal images of and encounters with the divine. The gendered nature of the original languages in which our scriptures were recorded, as well as the gendered nature of many of our language into which the scriptures have been translated, often leads us to default into gendered language when describing the holy divine. Of course, there are also many sociological influences that reinforce this. I'm not going to give you a lecture on that today, I promise. Scripture uses familiar, tangible images from society, daily life, and family relations to help us grasp how astonishingly and simultaneously divine and yet intimate our God is. And through the being of that intimacy with God and the incarnation in Jesus Christ, we know much about this amazingly intimate God who has taken human form. But over the centuries, the knowledge of and stories of Sophia Wisdom have faded into the background, particularly of Western traditions in Christianity. When we pay attention to the breadth of Scripture and the continuous echoes from the Old to the New Testament, we find that wisdom is often present as the expression of God's guiding spirit, the breath of divine truth shaping in the universe. In the Sophia tradition of the Old Testament, wisdom is also depicted as a personified figure, a reflection of God's glory and a manifestation of God's creative power, who desires to draw us into communion with the divine. A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon today says, "For she is a reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror in the working of God, and an image of God's goodness." Here, wisdom, Sophia, is not merely a set of wise sayings or good advice. She's something far greater. The verses in chapter 8 of the Wisdom of Solomon that immediately precede today's reading expand on wisdom's nature, describing her. "There is in her a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating through all spirits that are intelligent, pure, and altogether subtle. For she is a breath of the power of God and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty." In this wisdom passage, we are being taught that Sophia Wisdom is the very radiance of God's eternal light, shining forth as a pure reflection of the Creator's power and love. She is the image of God's, she is the image of God's goodness, revealing the divine nature to us in ways that shape our lives and draw us deeper into the mystery and the comfort of God. Sophia, the personified wisdom of God, nurtures, teaches, and guides us like a mother guiding her children into maturity and into understanding. This feminine imagery is intentional. It reminds us that God transcends the human categories of gender. God is not confined to either masculine or feminine traits. Rather, both aspects reflect the fullness of God's being. Sophia Wisdom reflects that aspect of God's nature which nurtures, sustains, and guides. Attributes we might traditionally associate with motherhood or caring, but which are truly divine qualities that belong to the divine in God's fullness. This ordering of all things speaks to the way God's Sophia Wisdom is woven into the very fabric of the universe. There is a divine harmony at work in creation, even when we cannot see it. Sophia's presence in the world brings peace, justice, and order where there is chaos. When we are in tune with this divine wisdom, we align ourselves with the natural order of God's creation. We begin to see life through the eyes of faith and through the lens of divine purpose. As Christians, we cannot speak of wisdom without speaking of the Christ. In 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus is the power of God and the wisdom of God. In Christ, Sophia wisdom of God becomes flesh and dwelt among us. Sophia's radiance, her ordering power, her reflection of God's goodness, all are embodied in Jesus. When we look to Christ, we see the personification of Sophia wisdom, the Word made flesh, revealing God's wisdom and truth to us. Jesus, like Sophia, calls us to follow the path of righteousness, to turn away from the foolishness of the world, and to walk in the light of God's wisdom. Just as Sophia orders all things well, Christ orders our lives, guiding us into the fullness of life. In this way, the Sophia tradition enriches our understanding of who Christ is. God is not only the Savior of the world, but also the wisdom of this world, calling us into deeper communion through his life, death, and resurrection. So how do we hear and respond to the voice of Sophia wisdom in our own lives? God's wisdom is always present, always available, guiding us in every aspect of our lives. Sophia's call is not just for the spiritual parts of our lives, but for everything. Our relationships, our work, our decisions, our care for others. When we listen to God's wisdom, we are aligning our lives with God's purposes, trusting that God's Sophia wisdom is greater than our own understanding. Listening to Sophia wisdom means embracing a life of humility and openness. Her radiant light can only shine into our hearts if we are willing to receive it. So often we rely on our own understanding, our own strength, and we forget that true wisdom comes from God, and from God alone. When we open ourselves to Sophia wisdom, we open ourselves to being taught, shaped, and led by the Spirit of God. Listening to Sophia wisdom means seeking the harmony and order that she brings. This world full of chaos, division, and confusion is so challenging, but Sophia's presence brings peace. She orders all things well. When we allow God's Sophia wisdom to direct our steps, we find a deep sense of peace, even amid uncertainty. We can trust that God's purposes are unfolding in our lives. And through Christ, our wisdom, we are being led toward the life of salvation. Our God's Sophia wisdom is calling. She invites us to turn from our own ways and follow the path of God's wisdom. She calls us to see the world as God sees it, to align our lives with God's divine order. She is calling us to trust in Christ, the wisdom of God made flesh, who leads us into the fullness of life. Brothers and sisters, come and seek the ways of wisdom. Amen.